It's Friday, the 5th of November, 8:10 a.m, and it's still half light. Skies above me and to the west are clear, but the south and east cloudy. Hence the sun is not getting a chance, even though probably still somewhere on the other side of the world at the moment. But the skies above and to the west are bright, at least, which indicates we may get some sun today. It's another fine morning. It's cold. Colder than yesterday morning, but it's again dry and very calm and still. It's so dark now at 7 when we get out of bed. It's just so dark. It's sometimes difficult to be convinced that it is 7 a.m. and time to get up. A male blackbird just... it must have been on the ground in front of me, but I couldn't see him for the wee bush. And he flew straight up into one of the wee house feeders that I've got on a pole. And struggling to get inside, because it's not a big one, to get inside to get some food. Got yourself stuck. He's out now. Yeah, so much so that I double checked. Rewind that. I don't usually check the time, I just trust the alarm. And but this morning when it went, I thought, it can't be. I had to have a wee peek. But there you go. I'm still getting out of bed okay. I'm not getting out, nah. In a negative attitude, a negative way. I'm feeling okay this morning. The painful ulcers apparently have all gone. I can now drink tea that's near enough boiling point. Well, I don't drink it boiling point anyway. I can't. My wife couldn't drink it when it's straight out of the kettle. If I did that, it would just lift the skin off my tongue. So I've always got to just let it cool for 3 or 4 minutes before I sip slowly. But I'm getting there. I'm still using that mouthwash because I want to make sure I'm not taking any chances. But again, just the lingering effects of the cold, which aren't really bad this morning at all. It's just the kind of nasally, throaty, snoring kind of head this morning. Oh, right, I've got that out of the road. Got all my life. You know, it's great to come out here in the morning and feel pretty good again. Oh, there was many a morning recently when I struggled to come out. I just felt rotten. It's good to be here with my garden and birds. Now, I harded geranium as Sarah, who is at Sarah, well, no, still flowering away. Still got its wee deep pink flowers. That's a hardy wee bugger. It's not so wee, actually. But the rest of the garden is devoid of colour. Well, apart from variegations of green. Variations of green. Variegation. Oh, God. something going on over by. So we're getting there, we're getting through the month. It's almost done. A mixed feeling period for me, which I'll talk about somewhere else, I guess. I suppose I'm not unique. In fact, I don't suppose. I know I'm not. So many people have mixed emotions about this time of the year. I wonder if I'll ever see that woodpecker. My wife's been keeping an eye on for it. She hasn't seen it again, but it must be about. I think if I remember correctly, it came last year when it was really cold weather. And it came just for the suet feeders, so maybe that's the reason. It maybe just checked in, seen what was here, and wrote it down in a wee card and put it on its desk. When weather cold, nip over to McCaughan's garden for grub. It's nice though to have a place that, I know I've probably said this so many times, but it's nice to have a place to step out into in the mornings, but it's also nice to share the whole day, or share that space the whole day with the wildlife. I might not spend much time in the garden, especially at this time of the year, but I know that the birds are no doubt other wee creatures. Probably spend a good part of the day in my garden. All visitors welcome. Haircut the other day in preparation for the Christmas dinner dance on Wednesday night. I'm standing here just now in the back of my neck, it's really cold. I do miss my hair. I don't know why it needs to be short in the winter. Keep yourself tidy, I'm told. Ha ha ha.